This is a Feldenkrais class, which means we're here to learn. We're here to move in a slow way that allows our system to feel and sense how it is that we use ourselves in a particular way. So just give yourself the luxury of moving slowly, not trying to accomplish anything, just being present with your movement. Take breaks whenever you want. I may not suggest a break, but you'll know if you need one. So there's no need to strive or compete with yourself. Just allow yourself to rest. Treat yourself gently. And now, as you're lying here on the floor, just notice, in this state where you're out of gravity, are there any parts of you that are still doing work? No judgment around that. Just notice and let it go. And notice how your elbows are resting on the floor. And your forearms. Is each forearm taking similar support? Are they turned in the same direction? And how are your hands taking support from the floor now? What direction are your palms facing in? And are they both facing in the same direction? And what about your fingers? Are your fingers long and soft? Are they slightly curled? And what about the back of your head? Is it resting comfortably on the floor? And does your neck feel well supported? If it doesn't, I suggest right now that you put, there are many pads around the room. If you feel like you need a pad under your head, go ahead and put it there. Just make yourself comfortable, very, very comfortable. Notice how your heels contact the floor. Are you resting a little bit behind the heel or more out to the sides of the heels? And does each heel rest in the same way, take the same support? Or is one heel resting a little more in the center and the other a little more out to the side? Just notice and appreciate any asymmetry you might feel. Now notice how your low back is taking support from the floor. Most of us have an arch in the low back. How big is that sweep of the low back for you right now, this morning? And now notice the first contact of the ribs with the floor after that sweep of the low back. So where do you feel the lower ribs contacting the floor? What's the breadth of the ribs now? And draw your attention to the contact of your shoulders on the floor and the space between your shoulder blades. Is that space resting on the floor? Or is it a little raised up from the floor? How are your shoulders resting and taking support right now? Now, this is a lesson where you may want to take off your socks. So you will decide that. If you're comfortable, if the room is warm enough, I suggest you take off your socks now, because you're going to need a little traction with your heels. And if you don't feel like taking off your socks now, if you change your mind, just go ahead and do that. So now, lying long, just begin a very simple movement of pointing and flexing the ankles. Very simple. So you point the ankle, so the toes point downward in front of you, and then you flex the ankle and the toes move up towards your head. And just do that several times, noticing what part of the ankle you're rolling over. Are you rolling over the sides of your ankle, or are you rolling over the very middle back of the ankle in line with your leg? And notice if any other parts of you move as you point and flex the ankle. And now orient your toes towards the ceiling. So your toes are pointing forward towards the ceiling. And in this situation, point and flex the ankles. So the toes point towards the wall in front of you. And then the toes flex up and point towards your head.
So we don't move our heels?
No, just whatever happens, just a simple pointing and flexing of the ankle. The heels will move. You'll feel a rolling over the heels, definitely. That's right. So maybe it's more clear, Doris, to say the feet point towards the wall in front of you and then the feet towards the wall behind you. And just rest for a moment. Leave that alone and rest. And now, you're going to continue to point and flex the feet, but you're going to glue the heels to the mat. So orient your toes towards the ceiling. The toes are pointing up, forward. And in this situation, without moving the heels, point and flex the ankles. Point and flex, and then stop. Notice if the toes can be soft. And notice where you feel that in the rest of your skeleton.
I don't understand why the heels don't move.
The heels don't move. You glue them down to the floor softly, and then you point the feet forward and point the feet backwards. And in order to do that, something else has to move. So just feel that as you point the feet, you might feel your whole self dragged a little down. And as you flex the feet, you might feel your whole skeleton pushed a little up. And if you're not feeling it, notice how you react to that. Can you just stay open and curious, thinking, maybe there's no way this movement will translate through my skeleton, but that's okay. I'm just going to keep feeling it. Keep the knees straight and on the floor. That's right, Doris. And the whole skeleton now, with the heels glued, is going to begin to slide a little bit up and a little bit down. Keep the belly soft and the breathing soft. And just begin to appreciate that just this simple movement of pointing and flexing the feet with the heels fixed can move your entire skeleton. So do that several times and feel that gentle oscillation on the floor. So you point and flex, and then you pause and do it again. The toes stay oriented towards the ceiling. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, some people have their feet turned out to the side as they're pointing and flexing. So maybe it's more accurate to say the legs and the feet, as you point and flex, stay in that plane. That's right. That's nice. And just do it many times, keeping the breath soft. And begin to feel that there's a gentle oscillation through your skeleton. You get a little taller, and then you get a little shorter. And notice if there's any movement in your head. Do you feel any movement as you oscillate? So as you flex the feet, the chin moves a little away from the chest, perhaps. As you point the feet, the chin is dragged a little closer to the chest. And keep it very gentle, very soft. And just trust, if you're not feeling it now, you will. And then take a rest. Just leave it alone. Some of you haven't come to a Feldenkrais class before, so when we rest, it's really just a rest of our thoughts. We just quit thinking about the movement. We quit thinking about anything. We just get back in touch with our sensation of ourself resting on the floor. So now lengthen your legs if they're not long. And glue your heels to the floor. Point your feet forward towards the ceiling. And once again, begin to point and flex the feet. And start to go a little faster. Make the movement smaller and make it faster. And begin to notice as you move a little faster, can you feel a gentle rocking of your whole skeleton? The head gets a little longer, the chin moves away from the chest, and then the head comes down and the chin moves a little towards the chest, and the belly is soft, and the breath is free, and the jaw is easy. That's right. And now slow it down. So you point and flex the feet and pause and do it again. And then rest. And now roll over onto your belly. So roll onto your belly. And the tops of your feet, this is where you might not want your socks on. Now turn your head to either side that's comfortable for you. So take a minute and just feel that. You can turn the head to the right and then to the left and just notice where you're going to be more comfortable. And then bring your hands to standing as if in a push-up position. So your elbows are up, your hands are flat on the floor, and the elbows are in the air. So the wrists are a little flexed. That's right. And now in this situation, do a movement of bringing the toes so they curl under, so it's like you're standing on your toes, and then go back and rest on the top of your feet. So you're basically pointing and flexing your feet on your belly. That's right. Just several times feel that. You tuck the toes and then you lengthen the toes. That's right. Your head is comfortable. And now the next time you tuck the toes, leave them tucked. So you're in a runner's position. Your toes are tucked under. And just notice, with the toes tucked, where is the biggest pressure on the floor? And then lengthen the toes again. And then tuck the toes and notice, where do they land? Do you land between the big toe and the second toe? Or are you more landing on, say, the second toe and the third toe? Just notice where that is for yourself. And then point the toes again and flex the toes again. And keep the toes flexed. And now in this position, begin a very gentle movement of pushing through the toes. So you're going to push through the toes and the knees are going to straighten and the legs are going to lift a little off the floor and you're going to grow a little longer. And then leave it and come back. That's nice, Doris. So push a little through the toes and then come back to neutral. And push a little toes so that the legs straighten and the knees lift from the floor. And then you let it go. And do that several times and just begin to develop a rhythm for yourself of pushing and letting go. And then notice as you push how that little push of the toes translates through the skeleton. So you get a little longer. And keep your belly soft. And check in with your breathing. Are you holding your breath as you do this? And check in if there's any other place that's working. Because really, to do this simple movement, the only thing that needs to work is the pushing of the toes. And the rest of you can stay very soft and respond to that push. And you feel that force gently translate through the whole skeleton and you get a little longer. And rest when you need to. And now come back to it. And this time when you push, try also pushing a little with the palms of the hand on the floor. So you push through the toes and push back a little with the palms of the hand and see if that makes it more clear for you. Every time you push, the legs straighten and the knees lift from the floor. That's right. And now go faster. Just begin to go faster. So push, 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 push. And feel that gentle oscillation. Like you're a little jelly pudding. You're a little pan of jello that some little child is shaking. And you push and you rock and you push and you push. And just start to feel, what is your rhythm? Just get in touch with how quickly do you push that feels very good to you, very comfortable. And check in as you push, is your belly soft? Is your jaw soft? Can you feel the movement of your spine through your shoulder blades as you push? And then leave it alone and rest. Notice how comfortable you can be resting on your stomach. Now change the direction of the head. Well, if you had your head in the center, then put it to one side. So everyone was resting with their head in whatever way was comfortable for them. So now you want to rest with your head to the opposite side. Bring your hands back up into push-up position. And with your head in this direction, tuck your toes as if for running. Notice where you're taking support on your toes now. And once again, begin to push and let go, and push and let go. Many times slowly. Start out slowly and feel, how is it different with your head pointed in the non-preferred direction? Assuming that you all started with your head in the direction that you preferred, how does it feel now? And then when you have a sense of that movement through your skeleton, begin to go faster. Push and let go, push and let go. Bing, 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 bing. Shaking your little jelly pudding self. And notice how the force transmits from your toes to your head. How you feel a gentle rocking of the pelvis, the space between your shoulder blades, the spine grows between the shoulder blades, and the head gets a little bit longer, and then you come back. That's nice. And leave it alone and rest. Now bring your head so it's facing forward, so your nose is towards your mat. And bring your hands to push-up position. And in this orientation, you're going to have to lift the head slightly so you don't scrape your nose. So just figure out the smallest amount you need to lift your head to allow the movement to move, and begin to push the toes and let go. Push and let go. Oh, we've gotten some really good oscillations in the room. That's right. Slowly. Start slowly. Give yourself time to feel it in your system. That whole simple movement. How softly can you push through your toes and still move your entire skeleton? Just see, how little a push do you need to transmit the force through the skeleton? And then once you have a sense of that lightness, begin to go faster. And go faster in a way that allows you to attend to your entire self. So you feel the movement through your toes, lengthening your legs and straightening your knees. The pelvis rocks gently on the floor. Your belly is soft. Your shoulder blades are sliding. And your head is getting longer. And then leave it and rest. Rest on your back.
When I go faster, the color of my jello changes.
That's good. You've got psychedelic jello over here. Okay, so as you're resting, imagine, what color is your jello? Is it clear jello? Do you have green and red jello? Blue? What color is your jello today? And just rest. Let it go. How are you resting now? Check in with the small of your back. Has that arch in the back changed at all? Where do you notice your ribs resting now? Do you feel any lower down in the ribs? Are the shoulders taking a different kind of support from the floor as you rest now? Now just once or twice, orient your toes forward towards the ceiling, glue your heels, and just push and let go. So push a little through the heels and let go, and notice how's that coming along. Is there any difference in how the pushing translates through the skeleton now? And notice, are you really pushing through the heels, or are you just bending and flexing the toes? If you're not really pushing through the heels, then you're not going to feel that transmission through the skeleton. So just check in with your feet and see what part of you is actually moving. All right, leave that alone. And bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And now, as you do the movement, you're invited to play around with how close you want your heels to your torso to make the movement fluid. So begin with your feet about hip width apart. And in this situation, just begin to push a little through the heels. The low back will flatten onto the floor. And then let go. So you push through the heels. The toes stay on the floor. Just push through the heels. The low back flattens. You'll feel yourself lengthen a little bit perhaps. And then let go. So do that slowly several times, feeling how as you push through the heels, the force travels through the skeleton, the pelvis rolls a little towards the floor, the spine lengthens through the shoulder blades, the chin moves a little bit away from the chest, and then you come back. And now begin to go a little bit faster. Push and let go. And push and let go. And if you're not feeling that movement through your skeleton, check in with where you might be inhibiting the movement. Are you holding your breath in your chest? Is your jaw tight? Is your belly tight? So continue doing it, pushing through the feet and letting go. So you roll backwards on the pelvis and then you roll a little forward on the pelvis. The tailbone comes a little closer to your chin and then the tailbone presses into the floor. And now begin to go faster. Push, 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 push. As quick as you can without hurrying. So that means go fast, but pay attention to all the details of the movement. Feel the pelvis. Feel the spine lengthening through the shoulders. Feel the chin moving a little bit away from the chest as you push and coming closer to the chest as you let go. Very fast and light, fast and light. Really enjoying that oscillation through your system. That looks nice. We got some good jelly roll in here. Okay, and then leave it alone. Lengthen your legs and rest. Notice how you're resting now. Bonnie, somebody's in the driveway. Now bring your feet to standing. And cross your right leg over your left leg. So just drape it over as if you're sitting casually in a chair. That's right. Judah, drape it all the way over so the knees are kind of in contact with each other. The thighs are in contact. That's right. Let the toes be soft. Welcome. Okay, and now in this situation, this asymmetrical situation, begin to push through the left heel and let go. So push and let go. And do it slowly. The toes stay on the floor. The toes do not need to help. You just push through the heel and you let go. And where do you feel the force traveling through the skeleton now that you're a little twisted? What side of the pelvis rocks more than the other? Is there a difference? Or are you going straight through the tailbone to the head? Now begin to go a little faster. Push and let go, push and let go. As you push, the pelvis rolls and the low back flattens. And as you let go, the pelvis moves forward and the tailbone goes down to the floor. That's right. Very soft and light, very quick. Push, 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 push. Have a little fun with it. Just have a little fun rocking through your skeleton. There you go. That's nice. And then slow it down. Slow it down and see in the quickness if you were able to gather up any parts of yourself to move with the oscillation. That's nice. Feel how your chin moves. And now change the crossing of the legs. And get comfortable in this position. And now begin to push and let go slowly at first. Go slowly at first, gathering up all your parts, noticing as you push how the pelvis rolls, how the belly stays soft, how the spine moves between the shoulder blades, how the head lengthens, and then as you let go, how that chain is reversed. The chin moves a little bit towards the chest. The spine is dragged through the shoulder blades and the pelvis rolls towards the floor in front of you and the tailbone flattens. And then once you have a sense of all the parts of the movement, begin to go faster. Push and let go, push and let go. And how's it different on this side? How's it different with the left leg crossed over? Is it easier, more connected, or less connected than the other way? Just notice for yourself. That's right. Many times quickly. And then let it go. Uncross your legs. Leave your feet in standing. So you can uncross the legs. The feet are in standing. And then just a few times, push and let go through both heels. Push through both heels and let go. And is that any different, having done it asymmetrically? Did anything get more connected? Did the gliding become smoother for you? That's right. And let it go and lengthen your legs and rest. right, and now, I'm going to move over here, Carl, so you have room. Bring your arms above your head easily so the elbows can be bent. You want your elbows resting on the floor so the arms are kind of as bent as necessary. And now bring your feet into a frog position so the soles of the feet are together. So you're resting with the arms overhead and the soles of the feet together. That's right. And now in this situation, we're going to begin to use the belly a little bit. So you're going to push through the feet and roll the pelvis back so the low back flattens, so the belly might flatten a little. And then roll the pelvis forward, so the belly's going to get big and round. Really extend the belly to help you roll forward. That's right. And then rock back so the low back flattens, and notice what happens in the belly. And then roll forward over the pelvis. The belly gets big and you push it out a little bit to help you roll forward. That's right. And just begin to find a rhythm of doing that very softly and gently. Do it with the breath. So as you inhale, roll forward over the pelvis so the tailbone flattens on the floor. And then as you exhale, roll backwards so the low back flattens. Begin to just gently rock over your pelvis. And notice as you do that, what happens with your arms on the floor? Does the length of the arms change on the floor? As you roll the pelvis back, do your arms get a little longer? And if not, they don't. No big deal. Just notice for you. And can you keep the breath soft and easy as you're expanding the belly? So it's not really a matter of using your stomach muscles, but a matter of just using the breath to help you rock the pelvis. That's nice, Mark. And then go a little faster. Make it fast. That's right. That's nice. Very nice. Okay, so another way to make your jelly pudding. And then leave it alone and lengthen your legs and rest. Now roll onto your belly one final time. Put your head on either side that's comfortable. Put your hands as if for a push-up. Put your toes as if for running. And now several times to your own rhythm, push and let go, push and let go, and feel how the oscillation through your skeleton is now. So as you push, the legs straighten, the knees come off the floor. You can push a little bit with your hands if that helps. That's nice. Now turn your head to the other side. Stop, pause, turn your head to the other side. And keep going. So you push and the knees come off the floor. You can even try this for this final variation. Keep your knees off the floor. Just keep your knees off the floor the whole time and push and let go. Push and let go. There you go. That's better. Push and let go. And really feel that gentle pushing of the toes can move the whole skeleton. Now pause a moment and bring your head forward towards the mat. and do it again. Keep your knees off the floor the whole time and see how soft you can keep your neck. So you don't really have to look up too high. You can look with your eyes down towards the floor so you aren't hyperextending the neck. And then just push and let go. And Oksana, why don't you try and bring your feet a little closer and see how that feels for you? Good. Now let it go and roll onto your back. Bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And one final time in this position, begin to push and let go. Begin slowly and then build up your rhythm till you're oscillating to your own internal rhythm. You're feeling the movement throughout your skeleton. The belly is soft, the breath is soft. The only thing that's working is that little push through the heels. And feel how lightly you can move yourself. Feel how little effort is involved to move your entire skeleton. That's right, quicker, just a few times, as quick as you can. Push, 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 push. And then lengthen your legs. Glue your heels to the floor. And once again, push through the heels and let go. And just do this several times until you're done, until you have a very good feeling of comfort and ease throughout your system. And when you've had enough, just stop and rest for a moment. That's right. That's nice. Okay, everybody stop. Sense yourself in lying now. 1 minute. Check in with the volume of your breath. What shape is your breath now? How are you taking support from the floor? How's your lower back resting now? And how is that different from the beginning of the lesson? Now slowly roll to your side to come to sit. And come to stand when you're ready. Take a moment in sitting and feel yourself. Give yourself time to settle in to this new vibration you've created. And then when you're ready, in a very comfortable way, roll up to standing. And see how soft you can make the transition from sitting to standing. The head can be soft, the belly can be soft. Come onto the wood floor and feel yourself in standing. And now one or two times, just raise yourself up and drop yourself down on your heels. So it's kind of like push and let go in standing. So really boom, 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 boom. And do you feel that vibration through your skeleton?
Oh, I can feel it through my jelvis.
There you go, your jelvis. All right, and then take a little walk and we'll take a little break. Bonnie, what do you think? 10 minutes? 5 minutes?
Probably 10, but...